This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد إخوتي في الله أخواتي في الله فاعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد The brothers جزاهم الله خير requested for me to speak about a subject that is very crucial and sensitive. At the same time, if it's not coming from the heart, I guarantee you will not reach the heart of the others. And I don't know if I'm that person. If I'm the person who's qualified to deliver this particular talk about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كان أحد العلماء, some of the scholars of the past, له ولد. He had a son. And this son was a alim, ahkam al-shari'ah, halal al-haram, sunnah and bid'ah, fiqh and aqidah. And he was very, at the same time, very, very good speaker, excellent speaker. And he used to come with force and energy to the masjid and address the crowd and talk to them about Jannah and Jahannam and taqwa and righteousness and how people should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one will move. No one will cry. And then his father comes, this old man, simple man. And as soon as he says, Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqullah. O people, fear Allah. فَكَانُوا بَيْنَ بَاكٍ وَمَغْشِيٍّ عَلَيْهِ There will be one of two men. One that is crying out of the fear of Allah, or a person who's already fainted from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the son came to his father. And he said, I talked to them. I talk to these people and I tell them about Jannah and Jahannam and they don't move. But as soon as you say, ittaqullah, fear Allah, they cry. Why? And you know what the father said? He said, if this is not coming from the heart, you will not reach the heart of the hearts of the others. And this subject is very sensitive because we want to learn, apply how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when I say learn, I don't mean just read about it, but I mean practice. If I give you an analogy, think about this. What would you do if you were giving this 10 young men, all of them tall, strong, healthy, fit? The shortest is 6'6", and the tallest is 7'2". And all of them can run. No fat or cut, all muscle. You put them in a room, and you bring the best coach ever. And you educate them about basketball. And you say, when you jump, you gotta balance yourself. When you move, you make sure you keep your eye on the other player. On the free throw line, when you throw the ball, you don't look at the rim, but you look back behind the rim. And do not be distracted by the people behind the rim who's trying to confuse you. And you teach them everything that they need about the basketball game. Everything that they need about it. And you bring this team, and you also educate them what they need to know about other teams. And you tell them, if the other team have shooters, then don't play zone, but play man. And if they cannot shoot, play zone. And you give all this information about basketball. And you keep it for 4 long years. Nothing but basketball. But you did not allow them to be in a basketball court, not a single time. They never touched basketball in their lives. And you say, now we're going to play the game of our life. We will play with one of these teams, the worst team of NBA, Raptors, you know, the worst team ever, you know, in case. And you say, now we're going to play them. Come on, let's play. And you put these people who have everything a basketball person may have. Height, strength, ability to jump, move, and say, now play the game. Would they be able to defeat the Raptors? No. See, this is Islam. This is what we are talking about. It's not how much we know, it's what we can apply. See, if you go back and say, I want to study the schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many halaqah per week? How many lectures? How many conferences? You will only find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give 2 halaqahs. One for the sisters on Mondays. One for the brothers on Thursday. And Friday will address them both. That was it. Nothing else. He would not say, let us go, ya Sahaba. Let me put you in a small room. And let me read the Quran from cover to cover. And let me explain the Quran to you. And let me give you the tafsir of the Quran. Never that Rasul never did this. Why? Because Islam is not what we know and how much we know. It's what we practice and how we apply. And this is what we're missing. I will never come here thinking that I will introduce something new to you. I will tell you today, this is halal, you never knew. Apply it. This is haram, you never knew. I stay away from it. Abstain from it. I will never do this because you know, and I know, that we all know what is halal and what is haram. But we don't apply it, ya ikhwati fillah. And this is where the problem is. This is where the problem is. So Rasulullah was more concerned teaching these people how to live Islam than teaching them what to know about Islam. We all take notes. We all listen to DVDs or watch DVDs and listen to CDs. We all read books. But how much of that is in our lives? That is the question. And therefore, I can stand here and talk to you about how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what does it mean to love Rasulullah? But unless you try it, and unless you implement it, and you practice that, you will never understand. You will never understand it. And this is what we're missing. So you have to understand, if you want to love this man sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learn to apply his life in any stand, in any position. If you are a father, he was a father. If you are a husband, he was a husband. If you are a brother, he was a brother sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In any position that you may play in your life, you have a role model in Rasulullah. لذلك الله يقول لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. You can never say, well, I'm a politician, therefore Muhammad has nothing to do with me. He was a politician, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He dealt with the Quraysh. He's the one who was writing contract. Well, I'm sorry, asking Ali to write the contract on behalf Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try to come and make a deal with the Quraysh. He did that. He was a politician. He was a leader. He was an imam. He was a mufti. He was a student of Jibreel alayhi salam. He was there in every way in our lives. All we need to do is learn and apply. And the second thing that you need to know about this man is that he really cared about you. He did. See, the saddest part is when you have someone who really loves you, you know, or someone that you love, but they don't share the same feelings with you. I mean, it's sad to know that this person loves you, but you don't love that person. It's sad to know that this person, you care about that person, but really, he doesn't care about you. That hurts. And imagine your spouse. Imagine your husband or your wife. That you care about them, but they really don't care about you. They know that you exist. They know that you're there. They know that every single night, every single morning they see you. But they really don't have, they don't feel the same way about you. And this man, he loved us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we don't have the same feelings towards him. We don't. Otherwise, all of us, we would try to look like him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We would know what type of meat, what part of meat he would eat. We would know and do exactly the same that he did in everything that he did in his life. And in that case, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look, he said to the Sahaba, don't worry. I'll be there for you. أَنَا فَرَطُكُمْ فِي الْحَوْمِ I'll be there for you on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Come and see me. I mean, subhanAllah. He was also concerned that when you come to Yawm al-Qiyamah, don't be confused, don't get confused, don't worry about, just ask about my help, and you will find me there. And he said, and I will provide for you, I will give you the water from the house, that if you drink from it, you will never go thirst ever in your life. Ever in your life. He's giving us this information so we can, you know, look forward for that moment. He's the one who used to, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that particular time, when we all know that at the direction of the house, and we walk into the house, then the malaika will come and will take some of us away from that. And he, at that time, he will fight for us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will say, Ya Allah, innahu min ummati, oh Allah, they are for my ummah. And then they were said to him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ You don't know what they did after you.
You don't know what they did after you left, Ya Muhammad. You don't know how they lived their lives. You were not part of their life. You were just that image, that figure. And they can say, I found that man. But there was no connection between you and them. And he will say, I will say to them, broke to you on the thing that you did. And concern, Arabi comes. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm going, I'm leaving right now. What can I find you on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah? قَالَ فِي مَنَازِلِ الْأَرْبَعِ
وفي رواية you will find me in three places or four places. عند تطاير الصحف when the people are receiving their books with their right hand or left hand, I will be there for you. I will make sure that no one will do you wrong. أن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد, and no one will do him wrong, but maybe he's there for more support. I will be there for you. And he says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, وعند الميزان, I will also be there for you. And he says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, and من حول, I will be there for you. And the fourth place, and the sirat, when we're crossing the sirat, he said, I will be there for you, and may dua will be, Allahumma save my ummah, oh Allah, save my ummah, oh Allah, save my ummah. If you don't have the same feeling about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how are you going to learn how to love? We won't. I mean, he did everything. One of his servants, he comes in the morning, فقال أوحشني يا رسول الله وبكى. And he said, رضي الله عنه, يا رسول الله, I missed you last night. And he cried. قال لي هذا تبكي, are you crying because you missed me last night? He said, that is not all, يا رسول الله. I thought about my place in Jannah and your place in Jannah, and I realized in Jannah you will be in Firdaus al-A'la, but I don't know where I'm going to be.
And he only missed him. He couldn't see him for one night. And he cried for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many times in you and I really cry? For the fear that he will be in Jannah and we will be in Jahannam. For the fear that we will not see him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you never cry for that, there's something strong with iman that you're carrying in your heart. There's something is wrong with us. If the thought of that I'm not going to see him, sallallahu alayhi, will not make you cry, then your heart and my heart are dead. There's nothing there. I mean, this man, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for every moment of his life, he was concerned about you and how we can reunite in Jannah. And he would say, don't do this. Because whoever does this is away from me on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And do this so you can be close to me on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Have better akhlaq, have good manners so you can sit next to me. And don't have nasty manners, otherwise you will be away from me. He wants you to be with him, but we don't want to be with him. He loves us, but we claim that we love him. Like that basketball players. Never touch basketball, never put in practice. Never went to a basketball court and took a shot on the rim. And we all claim that. Subhanallah. It's a difference, ya ikhwati fillah. And this is the problem. And as long we have that, then we will not go far. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen to the Sahaba. And as I said, I will never bring anything new to this deen because what I know is what you know. But Allah yaqul, فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَذَكِّرْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ, remind them. Indeed, a reminder will benefit only the believers. If your qalb is sahi lahi, fi kulli wadin yaheem, if your heart is elsewhere, then you should know, maybe the level of iman in your heart is very low. لأن الله يقول فذكر, remind them يا محمد, فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. If this reminder would not benefit you, then you should know you may not be a mu'min, والعياذ بالله. You may not be a mu'min. Remember when Abd al-Rahman bin Auf, first time that the Muslim army will count the Quraysh of Mushrikeen of Quraysh. First time. And Abd al-Rahman bin Auf standing between two little kids, two young boys. فَيَقُولُ قُلْتُ فِي نَفْسِي, I said to myself, I wish I had a strong man on my right and on my left who can defend me. And he said, before I finished that thought, this young man, he grabs me from the side. فَيَقُولُ يَا عَمَّهُ, do you know Abu Jahl? Do you know Abu Jahl? He said, what do you want from Abu Jahl? قَالَ وَاللَّهِ إِنْ رَأَيْتَ لَا يُفَارِقُ سَوَادِ سَوَادَ. He said, wallahi, when I see him, my eye will not leave his eyes until one of us is dead. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ يُؤْذِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And he didn't live there, this young man. But he said, I was told that this man used to harm and bother Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of that, I want to kill him. And because of what he used to do at the time of Makkah, I want to do it for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قَالَ فَعَجِبْتَ مِنْ قَوْلِي. I was shocked from the statement of this young man. And he said, I'm right. While I was still thinking about what he said, the young boy on the other side asked exact the same question. Boys, young boys. Nowadays our boys are concerned about other things. Who's winning this finals, NBA finals? They will tell you, you know, who is the best player? Who is this? Who is that? They will tell you. But if you say, write an email defending Rasulullah, one paragraph, he will say, I don't know what to do. Why do I have to write that? Because they're not connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're not. We never taught them that. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. He said, I was so thirsty. And I got a container that contains milk. And I also knew that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was thirsty. So I ran to him and I gave him the milk. And he started drinking from the milk until I was satisfied. Yeah, and he said, I feel that I drank the milk. Because he really loved Rasulullah sallallahu to the point that he almost felt the feeling that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was feeling at that time. That connection is missing. Without, in our lives, that is missing. When he came to the city of Mecca, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressing the Quraysh. And he's saying to the people who used to torture his companions, the people who used to stone him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people who used to drag Bilal bin Rabah radiyallahu anhu, and he's addressing them, and he's saying to them, مَا تَظُنُّونَ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ بِكُمْ. What do you think I would do to you? And all of a sudden, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, dragging this old man, very, very old man, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, this is my father, Abu Quhafa. He wants to take the shahada. And Rasulullah, out of respect for Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he said, why did you bother the old man? I would have come to his house. He said, no, no, Ya Rasulullah, he should come to you. He should come to you. You should not come to a kafir. And then the old man accepted Islam. What a beautiful thing. When you save your father from Jahannam, when your father takes his shahada, or the person is giving the shahada to your father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he walked away with his father. And he sat and he started crying, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And the people said, Ya Abu Bakr, this is a yawma yawma nasr. Today we are victorious. We came back to the city of Mecca. And your father also accepted Islam. Why would you cry? He said, I wish if this old man was Abu Talib, not my father. I would not care about my father. If Abu Talib was alive. He said, because I know that would please Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything else. Yani, he was willing to throw his father into Jahannam for Abu Talib to accept al-Islam and to be in Jannah, because that would please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. Would you do that for Rasulullah? Would you really, with our status and our lifestyle that we live, How many of us would say, I will sacrifice, I will kill my father for Rasulullah to save a kafir related to him from Jahannam? Not too many of us. Because we are missing something. See, ya ikhwati fillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the Sahaba and he told them, live al-Islam. Don't learn about it. Don't know about it. Live al-Islam. I will conclude, ya ikhwati fillah, the famous story of Bilal bin Rabah, radiyallahu anhu. Bilal bin Rabah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away and he died, he left the city of Medina. You know why? Because he said, I could not stand the city of Al-Madinah without Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I could not live in the city. I could not live in the city because every street will remind me of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every other wall will remind me of him. Every corner of the city will remind me of him. I could not stand. And he goes to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and he said, Adhinni ya Abu Bakr, give me a permission for me to move away from the city of Medina. Qala wa man yu'adhinu lana? Who else will call the adhan for us? He said, look for someone else. Look for someone else. And he said, but we want you here. And he looked at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرِ إِنْ أَعْتَقْتَنِي لِنَفْسِكَ فَأَنَا هَا هُنَا. He said, يَا أَبَا بَكْرِ, if you feed me for yourself, I am still your slave and I'll stay. But if you feed me for the sake of Allah, let me go. And he let him go. And then he decided, radiyallahu anhu, to come back to visit the Masjid al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he went to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he looked at the house of Aisha, where all was used to come through that rawdah, smiling at Bilal, saying to Bilal, arihna biha ya Bilal, comfort us with the salah ya Bilal. أَرِحْنَا بِهَا. And he cried. And while he was crying, weeping, فَإِذَا بِالْحَسَنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ, and Hassan and Hussein, they came. They came to the masjid. And he started crying more because Rasulullah loved them, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. And then he hugged them both and he started kissing them both, radiyallahu anhum. And then they said, ya Bilal, أَدِّنْ لَنَا. Bilal, just one last adhan for you to remind us of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just one last adhan. And then, radiyallahu anhu, قَالَ اِذُرُونِي, allow me, please forgive me, I cannot call the adhan. He said, just one last adhan. And then one of the people said, هُمَا سِبْطَاءِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, they are the grandchildren of Rasulullah, call the adhan for their sake. And he went to call the adhan. Allahu Akbar. And I can see, I can imagine the people of Medina, women, children, men, everybody came out of their houses. The people in the marketplace, they stopped selling and buying. Because they heard a voice that is familiar, who will remind them about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the people of Medina came. Some of them were hoping that Rasulullah will really get up from his grave. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he could not hold himself. I mean, we can never relate to that. Why? Because we live a different lifestyle. We can never relate a man trying, dragging himself to the masjid to see where the voice is coming, hoping that Rasulullah will just get up. You know, magically just get up and say, I'm back. You know? And the people of Medina never cried like this from the dead of Rasulullah died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never cry. But, and you bring this team and you also educate them what they need to know about other team, and you tell them if the other team have shooters, then don't play zone but play man, and if they cannot shoot, play zone. And you give all this information about basketball, and you keep there for 4 long years nothing but basketball. But you did not allow them to be in a basketball court, not a single time. They never touched basketball in their lives. And you say, now we're going to play the game of our life. We will play with one of these teams, the worst team of NBA, Raptors, you know, the worst team ever, you know, in case. And you say, now we're going to play them. Come on, let's play. And you put these people who have everything a basketball person may have. Height, strength, ability to jump, move. And you say, now play the game. Would they be able to defeat the Raptors? No. See, this is Islam. This is what we are talking about. It's not how much we know. It's what we can apply. See, if you go back and say, I want to study the schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many halaqa per week? How many lectures? How many conferences? You will only find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give 2 halaqa. One for the sisters on Mondays. One for the brothers on Thursday. And Friday will address them both. That was it. Nothing else. He would not say, let us go, ya Sahaba. Let me put you in a small room. And let me read the Quran from cover to cover. And let me explain the Quran to you. And let me give you the tafsir of the Quran. Never that Rasul never did this. Why? Because Islam is not what we know and how much we know. It's what we practice and how we apply. And this is what we're missing. I will never come here thinking that I will introduce something new to you. I will tell you today, this is halal, you never knew. Apply it. This is haram, you never knew. I stay away from it. Abstain from it. I will never do this because you know, and I know, that we all know what is halal and what is haram. But we don't apply it, ya ikhwati fillah. And this is where the problem is. This is where the problem is. So Rasulullah was more concerned teaching these people how to live Islam than teaching them what to know about Islam. We all take notes. We all listen to DVDs or watch DVDs and listen to CDs. We all read books. But how much of that is in our lives? That is the question. And therefore, I can stand here and talk to you about how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what does it mean to love Rasulullah? But unless you try it, and unless you implement it, and you practice that, you will never understand. You will never understand it. And this is what we're missing. So you have to understand, if you want to love this man sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learn to apply his life in any stand, in any position. If you are a father, he was a father. If you are a husband, he was a husband. If you are a brother, he was a brother sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In any position that you may play in your life, you have a role model in Rasulullah. لذلك الله يقول لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. You can never say, well, I'm a politician, therefore Muhammad has nothing to do with me. He was a politician, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He dealt with the Quraysh. He's the one who was writing contract. Well, I'm sorry, asking Ali to write the contract. on behalf Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try to come and make a deal with the Quraysh. He did that. He was a politician. He was a leader. He was an imam. He was a mufti. He was a student of Jibreel alayhi salam. He was there in every way in our lives. All we need to do is learn and apply. And the second thing that you need to know about this man is that he really cared about you. He did. See, the saddest part is when you have someone who really loves you, you know, or someone that you love, but they don't share the same feelings with you. I mean, it's sad to know that this person loves you, but you don't love that person. It's sad to know that this person, you care about that person, but really, he doesn't care about you. That hurts. And imagine your spouse. Imagine your husband or your wife. That you care about them, but they really don't care about you. They know that you exist. They know that you're there. They know that every single night, every single morning they see you. But they really don't have, they don't feel the same way about you. And this man, he loved us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we don't have the same feelings towards him. We don't. Otherwise, all of us, we would try to look like him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We would know what type of meat, what part of meat he would eat. We would know and do exactly the same that he did in everything that he did in his life. And in that case, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look, he said to the Sahaba, don't worry. I'll be there for you. أَنَا فَرَطُكُمْ فِي الْحَوْمِ I'll be there for you on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Come and see me. I mean, subhanAllah. He was also concerned that when you come to Yawm al-Qiyamah, don't be confused, don't get confused, don't worry about, just ask about my help, and you will find me there. And he said, and I will provide for you, I will give you the water from the house, that if you drink from it, you will never go thirst ever in your life. Ever in your life. He's giving us this information so we can, you know, look forward for that moment. He's the one who used to, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that particular time, when we all know that at the direction of the house, and we walk into the house, then the malaika will come and will take some of us away from that. And he, at that time, he will fight for us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will say, Ya Allah, innahu min ummati, oh Allah, they are for my ummah. And then they were said to him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ You know what they did after me.
You don't know what they did after you left, Ya Muhammad. You don't know how they lived their lives. You were not part of their life. You were just that image, that figure. And they can say, I found that man. But there was no connection between you and them. And then he will say, I will say to them, woe to you on the thing that you did. And concern, Arabi comes. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm going, I'm leaving right now. What can I find you, on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah? قَالَ فِي مَنَازِلِ الْأَرْبَى وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ You will find me in three places or four places. عِنْدَ تَطَايِرَ السُّحْفِ When the people are receiving their books with their right hand or left hand, I will be there for you. I will make sure that no one will do you wrong. And Allah, laysa bidhallama lil'abid, and no one will do him wrong, but maybe he's there for more support. I will be there for you. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعِنْدَ الْمِيزَانِ I will also be there for you. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and مَنْ حَوْلَ I will be there for you. And the fourth place, and the Sirat, when we're crossing the Sirat, he said, I will be there for you, and may dua will be, Allahumma save my ummah, oh Allah, save my ummah, oh Allah, save my ummah. If you don't have the same feeling about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
answer. How are we going to learn how to love? We won't. I mean, he did everything. One of his servants, he comes in the morning. فَقَالَ أَوْحَشْتَنِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَبَكَى. And he said, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, I missed you last night. And he cried. قَالَ لِهَذَا تَبْكِي, are you crying because you missed me last night? He said, that is not all, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I thought about my place in Jannah and your place in Jannah. And I realized, in Jannah, you will be in Firdaus al-A'la. But I don't know where I'm going to be.
And he only missed him. He couldn't see him for one night. And he cried for him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many times you and I really cry? For the fear that he will be in Jannah and we will be in Jahannam. For the fear that we will not see him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you never cry for that, there's something strong with iman that you're carrying in your heart. There's something is wrong with us. If the thought of that I'm not going to see him, sallallahu alayhi, will not make you cry, then your heart and my heart are dead. There's nothing there. I mean, this man, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for every moment of his life, he was concerned about you and how we can reunite in Jannah. And he would say, don't do this. Because whoever does this is away from me on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And do this so you can be close to me on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Have better akhlaq, have good manners so you can sit next to me. And don't have nasty manners, otherwise you will be away from me. He wants you to be with him, but we don't want to be with him. He loves us, but we claim that we love him. Like that basketball players. Never touch basketball, never put in practice. Never went to a basketball court and took a shot on the rim. And we all claim that. Subhanallah. It's a difference, ya ikhwati fillah. And this is the problem. And as long we have that, then we will not go far. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen to the Sahaba. And as I said, I will never bring anything new to this deen because what I know is what you know. But Allah yaqul, فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. فَذَكِّرْ, Ya Muhammad, remind them. Indeed, a reminder would benefit only the believers. If your qalb is sahilahi, fi kulli wadin yahim, if your heart is elsewhere, then you should know, maybe the level of iman in your heart is very low. لأن الله يقول فذكر, remind them يا محمد, فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. If this reminder would not benefit you, then you should know you may not be a mu'min, والعياذ بالله. You may not be a mu'min. Remember when Abdurrahman bin Auf, first time that the Muslim army will count the Quraysh of Mushrikeen of Quraysh. First time. And Abdurrahman bin Auf standing between two little kids, two young boys. فَيَقُولُ قُلْتُ فِي نَفْسِي, I said to myself, I wish I had a strong man on my right, on my left, who can defend me. And he said, before I finished that thought, this young man, he grabs me from the side. فَيَقُولُ يَا عَمَّهُ, do you know Aba Jahl? Do you know Aba Jahl? He said, what do you want from Aba Jahl? قَالَ وَاللَّهِ إِن رَأَيْتَ لَا يُفَارِقُ سَوَادِ سَوَادَ. He said, wallahi, when I see him, my eye will not leave his eyes until one of us is dead. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ يُؤْذِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And he didn't live there, this young man. But he said, I was told that this man used to harm and bother Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of that, I want to kill him. And because of what he used to do at the time of Makkah, I want to do it for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ فَعَجِبْتَ مِنْ قَوْلِي. I was shocked from the statement of this young man. And he said, I'm right. While I was still thinking about what he said, the young boy on the other side asked exact the same question. Boys, young boys. Nowadays, our boys are concerned about other things. Who's winning this finals, NBA finals? They will tell you, you know, who is the best player? Who is this? Who is that? They will tell you. But if you say, write an email defending Rasulullah, one paragraph, he will say, I don't know what to do. Why do I have to write that? Because they're not connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're not. We never taught them that. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. He said, I was so thirsty. And I got a container that contains milk. And I also knew that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was thirsty. So I ran to him, and I gave him the milk, and he started drinking from the milk until I was satisfied. Yeah, and he said, I feel that I drank the milk. Because he really loved Rasulullah sallallahu to the point that he almost felt the feeling that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was feeling at that time. That connection is missing. Without in our lives, that is missing. When he came to the city of Mecca, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing the Quraysh, and he's saying to the people who used to torture his companions, the people who used to stone him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people who used to drag Bilal bin Rabah radiyallahu anhu, and he's addressing them, and he's saying to them, مَا تَظُنُّونَ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ بِكُمْ. What do you think I would do to you? And all of a sudden, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, dragging this old man, very, very old man, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, this is my father, Abu Quhafa. He wants to take the shahada. And Rasulullah, out of respect for Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he said, why did you bother the old man? I would have come to his house. He said, no, no, Ya Rasulullah, he should come to you. He should come to you. You should not come to a kafir. And then the old man accepted Islam. What a beautiful thing. When you save your father from Jahannam, when your father takes his shahada, or the person is giving the shahada to your father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he walked away with his father. And he sat and he started crying, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And the people said, Ya Abu Bakr, this is a yawma yawma nasr. Today we are victorious. We came back to the city of Mecca. And your father also accepted Islam. Why would you cry? He said, I wish if this old man was Abu Talib, not my father. I would not care about my father. If Abu Talib was alive. He said, because I know that would please Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything else. Yani, he was willing to throw his father into Jahannam for Abu Talib to accept al-Islam and to be in Jannah, because that would please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. Would you do that for Rasulullah? Would you really, with our status and our lifestyle that we live, how many of us would say, I will sacrifice, I will kill my father for Rasulullah to save a kafir related to him from Jahannam? Not too many of us. Because we are missing something. See, ya ikhwati fillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the sahaba and he told them, live al-Islam. Don't learn about it. Don't know about it. Live al-Islam. I will conclude, ya ikhwati fillah, the famous story of Bilal bin Rabah radiyallahu anhu. Bilal bin Rabah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away and he died he left the city of Medina. You know why? Because he said, I could not stand the city of Al-Madina without Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I could not live in the city. I could not live in the city. Because every street will remind me of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every other wall will remind me of him. Every corner of the city will remind me of him. I could not stand. And he goes to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and he said, أَذِنِّي يَا أَبَا بَكْرِ. Give me a permission for me to move away from the city of Medina. قَالَ وَمَنْ يُؤَذِّنُ لَنَا. Who else will call the adhan for us? He said, look for someone else. Look for someone else. And he said, but we want you here. And he looked at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرِ إِنْ أَعْتَقْتَنِي لِنَفْسِكَ فَأَنَا هَا هُنَا. He said, يَا أَبَا بَكْرِ, if you feed me for yourself, I am still your slave and I'll stay. But if you feed me for the sake of Allah, let me go. And he let him go. And then he decided, radiyallahu anhu, to come back to visit the Masjid al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi. And then he went to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he looked at the house of Aisha, where always used to come through that rawdah, smiling at Bilal, saying to Bilal, arihna biha ya Bilal, comfort us with the salah ya Bilal, arihna biha. And he cried, and while he was crying, weeping, فَإِذَا بِالْحَسَنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ, and Hassan and Hussein, They came to the masjid, and he started crying more because Rasulullah loved them, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. And then he hugged them both, and he started kissing them both, radiyallahu anhum. And then they said, ya Bilal, adhin lana. Bilal, just one last adhan for you to remind us of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. Just one last adhan. And then, radiyallahu anhu, qala adhuruni, allow me, please forgive me, I cannot call the adhan. He said, just one last adhan. And then one of the people said, huma sibta ya Rasulullah, they are the grandchildren of Rasulullah, call the adhan for their sake. And he went to call the adhan. Allahu Akbar. And I can see, can imagine the people of Medina, women, children, men, everybody came out of their houses. The people in the marketplace, they stopped selling and buying because they heard a voice that is familiar who will remind them about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the people of Medina came. Some of them were hoping that Rasulullah will really get up from his grave. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he could not hold himself. I mean, we can never relate to that. Why? Because we live a different lifestyle. We can never relate a man trying, dragging himself to the masjid to see where the voice is coming, hoping that Rasulullah would just get up, you know, magically just get up and say, I'm back, you know. And the people of Medina never cried like this from the day that Rasulullah died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never cried.